This is Scott Becker, thrilled today to be visiting with David Scholl. David is the president of Russo Partners, and he's going to talk to us today about what advice he would give to younger people trying to build great careers. David, you've had a remarkable career, still having a remarkable leadership career. What advice would you give to a younger person trying to build a great career?
Scott, it's good to be back on the podcast, and keep doing what you're doing because everybody loves it. The best thing that one can do in building a career and focusing on leadership is becoming an absolute A-plus student. We never stop learning, Scott. I'm sure you've seen this in the law firm, in the publishing business. We have to be students of our discipline. Fortunately, today, the information that we need to learn is at our fingertips. In the old days, Scott, when you and I were coming up, we didn't have the internet. We had to go to the library with a Dewey Decimal System, or we had to pull out a print edition of a magazine. The Wall Street Journal would show up in your driveway in the morning. You have to go out, pick it up, and read it. Everything is at the fingertips today of the young up-and-coming leaders through our mobile devices. So the most important thing, and we cannot stress enough, is we've got to be great students. And students need to be up to speed on current affairs, how the news of the day will impact a business. Everything that you need can come through newspapers, magazines, social media, websites, and more. I work in public relations, which means that we're focused on helping our clients, all emerging healthcare companies, with external communications needs. To be the best at what we do, we need to look at who's reporting on what, who's announced something this morning that will impact the client. And as I said, it's easy today, Scott. It's all right there. So the best advice is, just because you've gotten into a position of leadership doesn't mean that you're stopped your work as a student. Always be a student of the discipline.
So we couldn't agree more. The concept is never stop learning. You and I are of the age where we did get the Wall Street Journal or whatever we read delivered to our driveway. They had to go out early in the morning, particularly in cold climates, and get it and then read it and so forth and figure out what parts of it were the most relevant to us. And the concept of never stop learning. Here's a question for you. There's so much information overload today. How does a young person focus their learning, focus their brain, so that they're not just sponging everything, which could be meaning almost nothing, because they're all over the place? How do they end up breaking that down so they could be never stop learning, but are there specific things they should be focusing on and trying to be particularly good at?
Well, I would say the key too is to find the right mentor. Mentorship is a good thing, and that's what we look at in our industry is who are the role models and individuals who can give us advice and point us in the right direction. I happen to have a business partner who's a little bit older than me, and when I broke into the biotech circles, I asked him, what should I read? What are the things that I need to know, and where do I get them from? And Tony pointed me to some books. And he pointed me to websites, and I used that. Now, this is going back nearly two decades. And as I said, I believe that everyone would benefit by having somebody who's already immersed in the subject matter and a true leader in the industry to point you to the specifics that you'll need as a student. And that's how you cut through the clutter. But I do think it's a combination of several things. Number one, subject matter knowledge, expertise in your area. You should be looking at what's there available, what are the websites, the groups, social media channels where I can learn more about the area of work that I do. Second is, who are the people who are most influential outside of my small circle, and what can I learn from them? Today, those influencers are all on social media. They're posting tips. They've got LinkedIn profiles and expanded pages with content that's available for reading. So it's all there. It comes down to, as I said, having a good mentor and somebody to direct you to what matters most. And that person's already been there and is ahead of you. And second, it's building into your daily work schedule time to do the reading, time to do the surfing of the web to gain the information that you need. I tell my staff all the time, especially the young up-and-comers, if you don't
talk about this,
Don't get ahead of the morning.
You have to do it early in the morning. I'm a big believer in that. But you talk about surfing the web, but it has to be more than that. It's got to be surfing the web with purpose, right? Because so many of us can mistake that towards endless time spent on the web, but not really towards usefulness. So it's got to be directed. It's got to be purposeful. It's got to be through a mentor, some ideas where you should be going, and with a purpose, not just surfing for surfing purposes.
Absolutely.
But for a purpose. Talk about one other issue. David, you've had this remarkable career. You're still a young man, but you're not the kid you once were. Neither am I. We're about the same age. How do you keep yourself motivated and focused and keep on learning, even today as you're in your, you know, second decade of your career?
Yeah, sometimes it feels like third and fourth decade. But the reality is, because the industry has evolved and technology has come along with us, Scott, is I'd say that there's so many changes happening in healthcare that keeps it interesting for you and me on a daily basis. We have not reached the pinnacle in our career where we've seen it all. Think about it. We're now dealing with companies that are developing vaccines, treatments for COVID, and they did so the first in 10 months. I mean, miraculous work done in the healthcare industry. You're seeing things such as telehealth and new technologies in the way that we deliver healthcare. You're looking at digital pharmacy. So there's so much change and evolution that's what keeps us excited and motivated. I had a client who probably stole the slogan, but he used to say to me all the time, we must innovate or we will die. Innovate or die. And the fact of the matter is, because we're in these very fluid forward movement type of industries, there's always something new. That's what motivates me and energizes me. I also happen to get up in the morning, Scott, and I'm afraid that if I don't do my reading, it's going to be the day that the big merger was announced or the new drug approval was announced. I know that it's there. So you have to.
And that goes back to the old concept, the Andrew Grove concept of only the paranoid survive. It's you got to be ready. So if I don't do it, I'm going to miss it. But a few great pieces of advice. Never start learning. Never stop learning. Find a mentor who can guide you in the right direction. Become immersed in your subject area. And find a way to enjoy it and be energized by it, because that's so important in the long run, too. David, I want to thank you again so much for joining us today on the Becker's Business Podcast. Thank you so much.
Happy to be here, and the passion is what drives us all. Keep it going, Scott. The podcast series is beautiful. Have a great day.